Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Doug Webster and Tom Stanton, authors of the IBM Center Report, Improving Government Decision-Making Through Enterprise Risk Management. Your Center Report does a wonderful job of defining enterprise risk management, and it's realistic. It tells you what challenges that are out there for government executives who are going to pursue it. But you don't just stop there. You do a very good job, I think, of offering steps on how to actually implement. In this segment, I'd like to discuss the six key steps that you identified in your report for agencies to implement risk management in government agencies. Step one, and Doug, if you could take a lead on this one, calls for the establishment of risk governance framework. What is that, and why is it so important?
Well, there are multiple roles, depending upon the part of the organization of the federal government that you're speaking of, that I believe are important. And a couple that start to set the tone and stage for everything else are OMB and GAO. Mm-hmm. OMB and GAO, and particularly OMB in terms of published documentation, has already stepped out with regards to A11, was already previously mentioned. With regards to a soon-to-be-expected update to A123, and they've been out on the speaking circuit talking about the importance of risk management. So they are playing a critical role in helping set the stage for understanding and acceptance of the whole concept of risk management and enterprise risk management in particular. Likewise, GAO has been very supportive of this concept, and so I think they are setting the tone at the top, at the very top of the federal government. Next, within the agencies, it's very important to do a number of things, one of which is for the head of the organization to truly facilitate a collaborative, team-based environment. To use the term that Tom used earlier, the barons, the fiefdoms, to the degree that you've got various functional stovepipes that want to hold tight and closed around their own functional areas and not let anyone peek inside the covers, so to speak, does not contribute to this cross-functional collaboration that is absolutely necessary to operate in an effective enterprise risk management environment or into any kind of a management environment that seeks to generate maximum value at the enterprise level. Additionally, there needs to be some centralized coordination function for risk management. There was a study done a few years ago by the Association of Government Accountants where they asked federal executives how adequate they thought their ERM program was. And I believe over 50% of the organizations or respondents said it was adequate or better. But the problem was that a small minority actually had a chief risk officer or some office coordinating the risk function. And I do not personally understand how you can have a broadly coordinated risk function without some person or office in charge of coordinating that policy, of facilitating the discussion and so on. This does not mean that they own the risk and they make the decisions of whether to accept a risk or not, but at least they're coordinating that. So I would finally argue that there really does need to be such an organizational structure, whether that's under the title of a chief risk officer or some other title can be determined by the agency, but there needs to be some coordinating point.
So you go from coordinating point, which is a good way to end that response, to the next step, Tom. And that is, it requires to create conditions for risk management to be effective. How can government executives do that?
John Fraser, who is a Canadian practitioner of enterprise risk management, whom we quote extensively in the report and also in our book, says that there are two steps in enterprise risk management functionally. The first is conversations, that flow of information. How do we put everything on the table so we really do identify the greatest vulnerabilities. And the second step is prioritization. We have scarce resources. How do we allocate those scarce resources to optimize the ability of our agency to fulfill its mission and minimize the damage that could occur from a serious risk? And again, note that I constantly talk about serious risk, major risk. Mm-hmm. Enterprise risk management actually could help save money by letting people focus on the big risks. We have this awful habit in government that when something goes wrong, we immediately apply this huge Band-Aid of paperwork. Yep. So GSA has a problem. General Services Administration has a problem with conferences in their western region. And all of a sudden, it's almost impossible for a federal agency to have a conference, however important that conference may be. So enterprise risk management says, let's not keep patching things. It may or may not work in the cyber world to constantly add a patch. But let's step back and ask, what are the big risks? Let's allocate our scarce resources to that. So Doug was talking about the need to have a function, and that's really a facilitating function. Your risk manager doesn't manage the risk. Your business unit heads manage the risk. They're responsible for managing the business unit, and managing risk goes along with that. What your risk officer does is facilitate those conversations and facilitate the necessary prioritization, which ultimately will be decided by the agency head or chief operating officer, whomever at the top. But your chief risk officer is there to make sure that we've really done a good job of figuring out what the major risks are and how we might want to address them. So those are the essential conditions that agencies have to think about.
And that leads right into, for Doug, how can to be effective, risk management must actually inform organizational decisions. And we touched on this throughout the conversation, but if you want to put a finer point on this, how can government executives integrate risk management into organizational decision making?
One of the things that I frequently hear people talking about is what are their risks, and they've never identified what their objectives are. And I would maintain if you don't have an objective, you don't have a risk. So it's absolutely essential that before you begin the discussion of risk management, you understand risk to what? What are my objectives? And that in turn suggests that you really need to have some kind of a meaningful strategic planning process and an operational process, because it's out of that that flows objectives. And once you can define your objectives, then you can enter into a meaningful discussion about what's the cost of those objectives, what are the risks to those costs and objectives, and how do I make those trade-offs to maximize value. I would like to add that it's important to be able to establish a venue where at the highest levels of the organization there is an opportunity to have this cross-functional dialogue. Mm-hmm. Typically, that will occur at some sort of executive level committee meeting, whether or not that committee is focused exclusively on enterprise risks or it's an agenda item, a part of a broader agenda. It is very important to get those cross-functional risks on the table where all the key stakeholders can hear it and weigh in and offer opinions. And so the leader of the organization is then better informed and more able to make the trade-offs necessary to balance risks across those functions consistent with an overall enterprise risk portfolio view.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, the fourth step is, and you've mentioned this before, and that is to protect the risk function. What does that mean?
Let's talk about that layer of cork.
Yeah.
The layer of cork very often is that layer of officials who are located between the person who may see a vulnerability, but at least they have something to report up the line, and the head of agency or somebody towards the top of the agency. And very often, if I go outside my chain of command, I'm done. Yeah. You also have increasingly all these special assistants running around that try to protect people at the top from getting messages that may make them unhappy. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is to figure out a way to facilitate that flow of communication again. And if you don't, you're in deep trouble. Let me give two examples from the financial crisis. One of them was I had lunch with a person, and it had to be off the record, who was a chief risk officer at a major company. And she said that she faced this Hobson's choice as a risk officer. Either I was going to be a pain in management's neck, or I was going to be known as a risk officer at a place that blew itself up. Mm-hmm. So she finally left in 06, and the place blew itself up in 08. Mm-hmm. A second example, a chief credit officer, senior vice president, says, we're not pricing for the mortgages we're buying. This, remember the subprime crisis, high risk, and everybody thought they were low risk. And the executive vice president to whom he reported said, how come you're the only person in the company who believes your model? It's the job of leadership at an agency, at a company, to make sure that those voices are heard. And again, I want to say, it isn't that those voices are always correct. It's just that it's so much less expensive to check it out than it is to let those voices be ignored until something really bad happens.
Well, I want to jump ahead and just talk about the future, if I could. What does the future hold in this area of enterprise risk management, especially in the federal context?
Well, I'm really optimistic. Yeah. I'm president of the Association for Federal Enterprise Risk Management, and I've got to tell you that at every meeting of our board and committee chairs, it's a volunteer organization. There's a lot of work to be done. And I say, well, we've got some other serious task to do. And there's so much energy. People are eager to do it. We're a community of practice. We're trying to improve the game for the entire federal government. And we think we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And we're watching our organization grow, both in stature, but also in membership, which is really important. I also have hopes that Office of Management and Budget is going to turn to an executive order to institutionalize their risk management, enterprise risk management activities as we go forward, because this particular administration is going to change. Mm-hmm. And an executive order is one way to have momentum going forward into a new administration and to keep it alive as a concept from the center of government, regardless of the priorities that an incoming administration may have.
Doug, do you have anything to add?
I would add and echo what Tom said and add that I'm very encouraged by the path that we are on. I think that ERM in the federal government was, I don't know if it's fair to say it was slow getting going or not, because that's a relative term, mm-hmm. but I do think that the speed is picking up. It's got strong support from the right people at OMB. It's certainly got recognition and GAO. And I'm very optimistic because I believe that as budget cuts continue and budget pressures increase, that people are going to be forced, whether they like it or not, to better think about what the risks are that their agency is facing. And they're not going to be able to make those trade-offs unless they, again, they look at about how they're maximizing that value. And enterprise risk management is going to be a key ingredient to making that decision.
I want to thank you both for joining me today, because your report for the IBM Center does a wonderful job of distilling this concept of enterprise risk management and how to take it seriously and how it needs to be taken seriously. How can folks learn more about a firm?
Thank you very much. The first way to learn is go to our website, www.affirm, that's AFERM.org. Affirm is an organization that basically looks and says, how can we help the federal government improve risk management? And what we do is we have quarterly lunches where successful risk managers or maybe a chief operating officer who has found risk management to be valuable, some federal official will speak about their experiences. We're coming up on our annual meeting, which is we call the summit, which is November 3rd and 4th out at George Mason University. And there we have a day and a half of workshops, of plenary sessions where we're going to have major speakers, of panel discussions, and an opportunity to network, to really talk to people and ask, you know, gee, I'm having X problem, and you can ask it off the record over lunch and hear how somebody else has solved that problem. Finally, we're starting a training program, and we're going to put that on our website, and we're hoping to have 10 different segments of 1 or 2 hours each in the elements of enterprise risk management. Government these days, particularly with budget cuts, is cutting back on training. We figure this is an easy way then for people who want to know more about enterprise risk management or who are in one of the new risk management shops that's being set up to go and get the basics and figure out from there what they want to learn.
And serendipitously, aside from the report you did for us, you gentlemen edited a book too, would you?
I was about ready to add that besides going to the Affirm website, there's this great book out there that Doug and I edited called Managing Risk and Performance, A Guide for Government Decision Makers. It's an edited volume. We had contributions from a couple of different agencies that were doing serious enterprise risk management. We have different experts bringing different issues to bear and insights to bear. And I must say, the feedback I have gotten from federal agencies is that it is a helpful book. So by all means, order it for your library and pass it around your office. And we hope you enjoy it. It's Sean Wiley and Sons, 2014.
So Tom, Doug, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Doug Webster and Tom Stanton, authors of the IBM Center Report, Improving Government Decision-Making Through Enterprise Risk Management. We hope the insights provided by Webster and Stanton are helpful to federal executives in developing actionable approaches to enterprise risk management, especially in advance of the pending guidance from OMB on this risk management approach. You may order or download a free copy of this or any Center Report by going to businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.